Hello, you just tapped in to Unlocked, raising the frequency, vibing on the same vibrations. Hello, Spotify, you tapped in. I am not aligned with any politics or religious status. I solely focus on spirituality and self-awareness. Unlocked minds, welcome. Spiritual beings having a human experience. Yes, we are. Guys, I know last episode was kind of ranting about, you know, the energy and the vibrations and the government. It kind of got freaked out there a little bit because I had a whole bunch of downloads. I get downloads, guys. If you don't know that I am an empath, I am an intuitive empath. I am also a healer. And so I take in the world's energy on the regular. And the ones that are around me and they're in the room with me, I also can feel their energy. When I be in the presence of a person that is deceased, is trying to deceive me, I can tell if that person is lying or telling the truth. I can read through people, and I've been like that ever since I was a child. It's been like a hell of a ride, and it's not, you know, scary as it used to be. And I'm able to, you know, take it on now. I'm able to really go with it and listen to my intuitions and things like that. But I get so much in like that. And I, you know, what I do that's real bad. I have a bad dad that time doing this. I have a problem with overloading. And when I overload, I get download after download. And it overwhelms me. It overwhelms me to a point where I'm like, we got to do something. We need to get all the supplies that we can. We need to get all the ammunition. You know, we need to get whatever it is that is going to keep us safe, because it seems like that there is about to be some type of horrific event that's about to happen in our country. And we need to prepare ourselves, because the simple fact is that, guys, if you do not know that there is the third dimension is here. We're in third dimension, but we are coming up to the level. We're definitely leveling up. And you cannot be scared. You cannot be fearful, because you have to take it for what it is, because we are divine, you know what I'm saying, beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. You know, and a lot of people are not going to make it, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people are going to make it. They're setting themselves up to be, you know, in another recession soon. And it's coming. It's coming. It's due. You know, the last recession we was in was in, what, 2008, I think? So, yeah, we're coming up with one, because look at all the horrific events that's going on, the chaos that's going on around the globe, you know, and that 19, I don't want to get kicked off my pod. I don't want to do that. That 19, they spent a lot of money on that, okay? It's a lot of money, a lot of money. And also, you know, if you notice that everybody's getting out the way, you know, you have the Afghanistan situation, they got them out the way. You know, and some time back, you know, a lot of the people that were working in the White House, you know, they retired and got out the way. So, you know, you sit down and you ask yourself, what are you getting out the way for, sir? You know, is it something that I need to be prepared for? But this is doomed to happen. You know, this is due to happen. We have to be able to get our self-awareness intact. Because this is a serious matter. We're under a spiritual war right now. You know, and you can go into any religious book, any, you know, philosopher from, you know, back in the centuries ago. I'm gonna be specific on what century it is, because I'm, you know, excuse me, guys. I know I, you know, skip over my words, but I have a lot in my mind. I'm an Aquarius. We think, and I have a tendency to stumble over my words. But anywho, you have to think about back in the centuries, you know, when, you know, the great men were explaining especially Nostradamus was explaining, you know, the catastrophical events that will be happening on earth. These are prophets. These are people that, you know what I'm saying? These were light workers. You know, they called them. We all have different names for what we are and what position we have as far as, you know, us being spiritually awakened. You know, and the ones that really see, you know what I'm saying, with the world for what it is and not, you know, in the matrix of it. You know, we are Neo and we're on the other side and we're seeing all the ugliness because it's really ugly. And we have to prepare ourselves for this, you know, making sure you got the proper foods and, you know, make sure, you know, you have enough supply of water. I advise you to drink the alkaline water. I do not drink city water at all because I do not trust it. I'm sorry, you know, and I love everybody. I do. I love everybody unconditionally. But at this point in time, we have too many people doing some fucked up ass shit. It's too much fuckery. And we have to pay attention to those things because, okay, question. If somebody that you just, you know, randomly, you know what I'm saying, knowing, and they live next door to you or whatever, and, you know, you dealt with this person, you know, but you finally just say, you know what, I'm just going to, you know, befriend this individual because, you know what, I just feel like befriending this individual. And you do so. And this person was just like, okay, at the first time, he was all right, she was all right, they was just cool. Then all of a sudden, them true selves start coming out. And you're like, who the fuck are you? And you realize that, you know, hey, I can't deal with that person. Because, I mean, hey, this female just messed me over, Raleigh. Very disrespectful. You know, don't have any self-respect, you know, crew. Go back and gossip to me. They tell all my business. They steal, they kill, they just, I mean, not kill, but they just, well, yeah, they do. They kill, destroy, they kill your energy, they kill your vibe. That's the same thing that you need. That's the same energy you need to have with the government. You need to be able to, you know what I'm saying, set boundaries, you know. I mean, we have so much that's going on. And really, in reality, like I said, I don't know anything about aliens and, you know, the reptilians and all that stuff, you know, so on. But I can say this. They are not at fault at this point, you know, because this was taught to them. So therefore, they too are brainwashed. You know, so you have to look at the pros and the cons. See, that's me. That's the part of me being an empath. I see and also a divine goddess. I see both sides of it. You know, I don't see just the bad side. I see the good side, too, because, you know, it's this fact that when you have bad, so much bad going on, nothing but good can come out of it. Right. Right. So we have to prepare ourselves. All the arguing with your spouses and arguing with your parents and, you know, separating and all this stuff like that, you know, if you guys can help it, you know, try to have some type of compromise, you know, some compassion. We have to have compassion within the times that we're in. You know, there's no room for negativity. We all have to be positive. We all have to speak positive affirmations. You know, you have to start accepting people for who they are. If they are draining your energy, stay away from them. If you cannot handle it, back up. You see, myself, I'm here in my lab all the time. And I'm consistently researching, you know, and I'm also preparing myself to do other things. I have other projects that I have going on. And I really don't have time for other people. Now, the time that I do make for people, it's only a minimum. I do have, you know, a girlfriend that I hang out with, you know, and she's going through some things right now and I'm here for. Not trying to boast or anything like that. I'm just, you know, giving you guys an example. But it's somebody that, you know what I'm saying, I can handle, you know, I can do it. But, you know, like I said, my homegirl, she's here and she's not, you know what I'm saying, she's not clingy, she's not codependent or anything like that. You know, she just needs her space and her peace. And if I'm able to give that to her and, you know, be able to, you know, accommodate her with that, then hey, why not? You know, as long as you don't step on my toes. Once you step on my toes, then that's when, you know, that's when we have a problem. You know, you shouldn't have came at me. And now we're gonna have to, you know, we're gonna square that out. So, but anyways, I'm not negative. I'm just playing. I wouldn't do anything like that. I used to be like that. But as I was saying, guys, you know, make sure you stock up. on your pantry. You know, make sure you guys know bottled water, spring water, I do not advise you to drink either. You know, no distilled water, but like alkaline. Alkaline water is a little expensive, but if you go, you know what I'm saying, you know, to your coupon, you know, Dex or whatever, you know, the newspapers, you can get those coupons and you can be able to save up to buy the alkaline water because it is more, you know, conducive with the human, you know what I'm saying, system. We have to watch what we're putting in our bodies. And I do follow Dr. Sebae's practice. I follow it. I wish it could have been a lot more, you know, aggressive, because that would have stopped a lot of things that's going on, especially with the psychological well-beings of people. You have people now that have stress that never had stress a day in their life. They didn't even know what it was. And for, you know, this situation and this pandemic that we've had, this epidemic, whatever you want to call it, these people have, you know, went through a lot. They've lost family members, they've lost jobs, you know, they have children, you know, they're dealing with the situations where, you know, we have to be forced to do something that they're not wanting to be, you know, forced, you know. That's, and I'm not going to speak on that either, because at this point right now, all we can do is just be positive, you know, and set better goals and have a better mindset about the situation. Because in reality, all we know is that we are who we are, and we will continue to raise the vibrations, and we will be the ones to see the new world change into its purest form, back to where it belongs, back to who we are. And that is the whole purpose of us being on this divine path. We are divine beings. We are here for a reason, you know, and we have to just continue to encourage our soul tribes. If you don't have anybody, I'm gonna leave my email address here, so you guys can, you know, email me if you want to. If you have some questions, you want to talk about it, I can slide you my number. And it's just, we have to come to a better understanding. And guys, the most important thing is to focus on yourself. You cannot, I repeat, you cannot allow anyone else, unless it's your child and your spouse has, you guys compromise. When people are married, you come to an understanding that we can hold each other up. But I'm talking about people that are not, you know what I'm saying, in the relationship base. These people that are not significant others, you know, these people that are not, you know, putting you down or, you know, dragging you, you know, dragging your energy and giving you, you know, their own low vibrations. No, I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about the ones that are in your circle. Okay, you guys have to focus on you. You have to elevate yourself. You have to evolve through this process, because the only way you will get through it, if you raise your frequency. Your frequency has to be at an all-time high. And once you go to that frequency is up there where it needs to be, then you have gained self-awareness. And that's what you need to do. If you have to journal, do some shadow work. And shadow working is pretty much facing yourself, facing the man in the mirror. You know, hey, correcting all my wrongs. You know, all my errors, they were mistakes. You know, because again, you got to remember, errors are not mistakes unless they're corrected. And you have to correct them. We have unspoken answers within unspoken questions, unspoken answers. Some of those things are not meant for you to know. So you need to have some acceptance with that. You have to understand that everybody's not going to get the answer. That's just the way of life. We're not going to know everything. Everything's not going to come to us. We are going to only know as much as we try to feed ourselves. And I'm on a daily educating myself. It's like continuous of knowledge. And I love that. And that's the thing that I advise you guys to do. once you get up in the morning, you know, you wash your face, you do your morning ritual, and you come, instead of picking up your phone, you know, go to your journal. I go outside. I get me some nature, you know, some good ass Prada. And I say to myself, I say grand rising every morning. And I just gaze at the sun because the sun sits right. I go out straight out my door and the sun sits right in front of my fence. It is so beautiful. I should have took a picture of it this morning, but I didn't. But anyways, you have to learn how to be able to get through this. Meditation is definitely a very, very important exercise. Well, I wouldn't call it exercise, but a format. And not thinking and just letting everything come to you. And through meditation, that is a good way to start the healing process. In order for you to raise your frequencies, you have to start the healing process. You have to start the healing process. People say, I'm healed, I'm healing. Let me tell you something, I'm a healer, okay? And I'm not saying that I'm a healer that is going to be healed. No. I am a person that will consistently heal people throughout my lifetime, okay? I'm consistently healing myself, you know? I'm consistent healing others. And that's what you do. The healing process is continuous because we all have to help one another. It doesn't stop. It's going to be something that you're going to be doing to the light workers, you know, same thing. You know, it's light work. You got to let people see their light. This is what I'm doing right now because it's about you guys. It's not about, you know, the chaos and the malice and the strife. It's about unity and loving and producing and being able to nourish and keeping our bodies well, you know. And a lot of people get on me because I am a sexual goddess. I love, you know, to love, and I can't help that. And it doesn't consist of me always having sexual intercourse with the human being. What it is just that I'm able to do things, phenomenal things, that people just don't understand, and I really can't explain it to you. You have to be one-on-one with me. And I'm not a prostitute or anything like that. I do not do this with everybody. It has to be a special someone, and the universe sends that person. And sometimes it's only temporary, and I can handle if this person is damaged. I can handle that. You know, and I see a lot of people, you know, this person's not this for you, this person's not there for you. See, I'm not there. I don't allow, you know what I'm saying, that person's shortcomings affect me, because who am I to judge that person? You know, I have to deal with that person or my person accordingly to where, you know what I'm saying, he can be a better being. He can see the light, you know, and I'm also polymonic, and I practice that, and so it all gives me this bliss, this joy, this overwhelming feeling, because I'm able to embrace my divine feminine. You know, I'm more casual, you know, when it comes down to me being a lady, and it feels great. You know, and a lot of people need, you know what I'm saying, a lot of women. I love my women. I love to empower women. We have to tap into our feminine side. You know, a lot of us, including myself, once was one of those people that, hey, I had that ding-dong thinking mentality. Hey, look at me, look what I'm doing. I'm a man here in my head. You can't disrespect me. Sometimes you gotta shut that down, because that's what activates the red flags. That definitely activates the red flags. Like, I liked her. Oh, I liked him, you know? And it's like, you're so insecure, and you've been hurt already. So, you know, I'm not gonna, I like this person, but I'm not gonna like this person. I'm not gonna show this person who I am. Sometimes that's what it takes for us to get back where we used to be, right? Yeah, because this is in the chaos right now. And you know, it's a lot of people that are running around confused. Honey, not always, okay? I am not about to be a victim of my circumstances. It's not happening. But okay, unlocked. I am going to take a break, and I'll be back in a moment. much. All right, and I am back unlocked. Okay, now what we were talking about is being prepared, making sure that you are doing the necessary work that it takes to raise your vibrations, guys. I'm telling you, it's real. It's real. A lot of people don't want to believe it. You know, people are joking about the awakening and all the other nonsense that, you know, they're, you know, complaining about, because that's all they're doing. They're miserable. They're not there. Or they just don't understand at all. I mean, that's really what it is. They don't have an understanding of what's going on. And when a person has no understanding or no knowledge of what's going on, then they display ignorance. So we have to give those type of people, you know, a little bit, you know what I'm saying, time to see if they can become aligned, you know, with the new wave that's going on. And not only will they get aligned with the new wave, will they be able to sustain and maintain the new society. I understand that a lot of people are on different, you know, frequencies, but at the end of the day, when we all, you know, are vibing on high vibrations and high frequencies, it's all the same thing. We all come together, but that's the key. Us vibing on the same vibrations and coming together and not letting or allowing, you know, the adversities that are about to come into hand to dictate, you know, the way we feel, the way we live, the way we breathe. We all have our own mindsets. At this point right now, we are seeing things that we've never thought that we would ever see. And we are able to recognize the flaws. And we're pointing like, hey, look, I see that, like a little kid, you know, when they're seeing something they don't have no business looking at. They're being nosy and they start pointing. That's what it feels like to me. Like, oh my God, mommy, look, you know, there they go again, doing stuff they don't have any business doing. And it just affects me, because what about our children? You know, there's children that's gonna be involved in all this chaos. Sorry, the children involved in this chaos right now. And it's like the whole purpose, you know, of, you know, being established and being a country and being united and being one is like for no reason. I mean, it's been so many people that have been miseducated. And now look where we're at. Look at the consequences that we have to face. But that's the way the divine works. That's the way that the creator works. That's the way the universe has it set up. You know, it continues to goes on. You know, they wipe, one get wiped out, then another one comes. It's a consistent cycle when it comes to Mother Earth and it comes to the divine creator. You know, and it's just, it's up to you guys to really tap in to your higher self, you know, doing some affirmations, letting go of that bull crap that you've been holding on for so long. Let it go. Let go of those people, let go of those places, let go of those things, because you're literally blocking your blessings while you're still holding that bad energy. You gotta let that bad energy go. Bye-bye. La 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 la. You're no good for me. I want you here no more. You have to give yourself a chance. Love on yourself. Self-care is important. But first and foremost, like I said, before I said all this, you got to tap into what is harming you. What is bothering you? Are you needing to be healed? And 9 times out of 10, if you're not reaching, you know, the maximum, or you're not reaching any type of vibrations. And I'm gonna tell you what vibrations are, okay? Before I get into tapping into yourself, doing some inner self work, the vibrations indicate to you that you are feeling good. It is a good feeling. It feels like you almost floating on air. Yes, your positive mindset, you know. And you're, like I say, your frequency, your vibrations are high, so you feel like you're walking on air. and everything is, it's good. You don't have any type of judgmental, no criticism, anything negative. Everything is positive. You know, you're able to, you know, feel the intuition a lot better. Your intuition is more intense because you knock all those barriers down of hatred and negativity. So you're able to identify who's good for you and who's not good for you. And you're still happy on it. You know what I'm saying? With a piece of swag. Not a little swag, but a piece of swag. Because you remember, we are not popular people at all. People don't find us interesting. Some do. Some are, you know, gravitated or attracted to us. And they want to know, what is it about us? What is this light, this aura, this, you know, glistening, glowing on you? You know, and when a person tells you that you glow, you know, and I know that you've seen that before. You told them that you glow. They told you that you glow. And, you know, that's your aura. But anyways, back to where I was saying about, you know, doing some inner self work. You have to shadow work, man. You have to get, like I said, you get your journal. And you write down, you know what I'm saying, 25 things that you like about yourself. 25 things that you like about yourself. And then you write your affirmations. Write 16 affirmations. And then after you write the 16 affirmations, I need you to write 3 manifestations, and I need you to write them down 6 times a piece. And then after you do that, go, that's in the morning, with your manifestations in the morning. You write them first. You write them 3 times each. Then the second time you write them 6 times each. Then the last time, which is at night, you write them 9 times each, and do that for 30 days. You'll be amazed how things will change for you. And right now it's about you. It's about you as a person and what you have stewardship over, because it's time. When I was younger, I always would tell people, I did not want to be here when this day come. And behold and be sure, I am here. I didn't want this for myself, but in so many ways, I knew that it was gonna happen. Ever since I was a child, I would predict things, and, you know, I would see things, I would feel things, I would smell things. You know, my ear, you know, a lot of people's like, well, this ear thing that you got is a ticket tonight, is whatever it's called. Honey, I done went to the doctor all my life during there. And this thing right here is still beeping. I mean, it's ringing at a high pitch. So naturally, my vibrations were high, and I am grateful for that. I do live in gratitude, and I thank the divine for allowing me to be a part of this, and I a part of this too. And guys, I'm going to be leaving you. I don't want to go. I just did like 8-minute, you know, kick back on you guys. So let you know that I love you guys. You know, you stay fresh, keep your vibes up. Do not let the negative energy come in. Let that stay out. And if you feel that there is, hey, you know what to do. You can move around, honey. Because if it don't resonate, you know, move around. But yes, guys, I'll be back on later. And just enjoy these little episodes that I got going. And I'm coming back, man. I'm coming back. I got to come back because this is where it's at. This is where it's at. Okay, well, I love you guys. May you all have a nice evening, and I'll be back. Hello.